This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's move on now at 20 minutes to 6, Power Up on Power 98.7. Now we are talking. Our guest today is a producer and director in creating the country's first woman-led Afro anime series and short film. And Thandi Wemlawuli, producer, director, and founder of Studio Yezi, joins us on the line to talk to us. Good morning, Thandiwe.
Hi, good Bingy.
How are you, Thandiwe?
I am well. I'm fresh. I'm alive. We are happy to be here today.
Fantastic stuff. I'm just feeling pink today. Yeah.
Hey, love to see it.
I'm feeling pink today. Do you drink beer, Thandiwe?
Wow, Hashem. Beer is not my thing. Hey, grata savana, Hashem.
So savana does not follow ko beer ke side, ne?
So beer
you're not getting, Mr. Oh, I no. Anyway, it's International Beer Day, but anyway, because we rhetoric immediate effect, no one will be celebrating hey. International.
Oh, we are suffering as a country. Yo.
I saw a headline yesterday: if we behave, we might go to level 2. Guys, can we bring up the group average? Yes, can we behave, please, guys, so that we can go to level 2. Thandiwe, once again, thank you very much for coming through to speak to us. Let's talk about animation.
Yes, sir.
And animation keying, like how would you if I had to put it in simple language.
It's a wonderful art form. It's great for children, for adults too. It's a great way to send messages to people because it helps you relax your guard. I get people by most, you feel safe, you feel warm, you feel welcome. And so, yeah, it's a very powerful medium.
Well, unless if you watch Family Guy.
I mean, even that's powerful in its own way. Family Guy
is to come up with parental advisory and age restriction of sorts.
Very, very true.
Yeah, but then tell me about just your love for animation. Where does this come from? Is it something that you've always loved, and how did you get into animation, Thandiwe?
Sure. Okay, so for me, my love for animation started as a child. I knew I wanted to do it at like age 6, but you know, of course, dreams sort of evolve over time. But I remember being 6 years old in grade 1 and seeing someone draw. And then I saw her draw and I was like, ooh, I want to try that. And I fell in love with that medium. But Unite Animation, particularly Japanese animation, was my favorite thing to watch. In grade 10, I had a friend named Nono who introduced me to a show called Bleach. And ever since I was hooked, like I just loved animation. I loved the storylines and just how a lot of these storylines always deal with people having to awaken and power up and like fight through these obstacles in life. And I was like, oh, it was so inspiring for me.
Mm. And I mean, you talk about Japanese animation, which is, has always been miles ahead of everyone else, you know?
Yes.
In terms of just then bringing it back to South Africa and telling the stories of South Africa, how do you manage that? And also, in the same breath, Thandiwe, the whole thing, there are still people who believe that dipopai ke dilo tsa bana.
I will say it's not an easy task because the infrastructure for animation here in South Africa isn't as well developed as, say, America or even a Japan, you know, which is, like you said, miles ahead of us. But what we do have is we have heart and we have story, and we also live in a global space. So we can call on our brothers and sisters on the continent. There's a huge booming animation space in Nigeria. We have Black brothers and sisters in America and actually in the whole diaspora who are passionate about animation. And even here in South Africa, we have a couple of young Black animators who want to break into the industry, but they often don't get opportunities, often don't get chances. So for us at Studio Yezi, we were like, okay, clearly this opportunity is not here, but we can make it happen. That's the beauty about having nothing, right? Like when the ground is bare, we till the soil, we make it fertile, and we plant seeds and we watch them grow. It's a lot of work, but it's doable.
Mm.
And I just want people to know that it is doable. And we at Studio Yezi, we're so prepared for the work. You have no idea.
Yeah. Tell me about Studio Yezi, and I know that you are consciously, you know, making sure that you empower in the same process women. Tell us about Studio Yezi and just the idea behind it.
For sure. So Studio Yezi is a development and animation studio. Yezi for me was, it's short for Inkanyezi, which, you know, it means star.
Yes.
And we intend, from the bottom of my heart as the founder, we intend to be a symbol of hope in these dark times. We want to shine. We want to shine a light on our talent, our producers, our writers, our voice actors. We just in this process that we've had, we noticed how much creativity is, how much potential we have as a country, but we're not nurturing it enough. And so at Studio Yezi, we were like, okay, let's take that on our back. Let's nurture. Let's focus on nurturing talent. Let's focus on pouring into people. Let's focus on instilling a sense of trust, right? Because oftentimes in the performance space, it's so critical, you know, in entertainment, it's so critical. People always want to tear you down. They want to break apart your performances. And they're telling you they're building you in the process. And I don't know if that's the best way to build people. But for us, we don't work that way at Studio Yezi. We work with principles of love and connectedness. And so we pour into our people. We want to make sure that they feel good when they're doing the work. Because when you listen to the work that they've done, when you watch the work that they've done, they're going to convey that ease. They're going to convey that love that we nurtured within them as well, you know. So... yeah, that's pretty much us.
Is there a market for animation in South Africa?
100%. I 100% believe there's a market. We just have to nurture it. Again, black is so crazy because black people, we've been buying comic books, we watch superhero movies, we watch Japanese animation, we watch American animation. And it's so strange to me that people think, like, as many black people as there are on this continent, it's so crazy that studios don't think that we exist, that we want to see ourselves. I think it's just a matter of us creating the content that people want to see. But absolutely, there's an audience.
Mm. And in terms of the work that you do have done, where do we access it? How do we access it? You know, or is it still work in progress?
Yeah, so the project that we're currently developing is a work in progress, but you can visit www.studioyezi.co.za for updates. We have our crowdfunding campaign there as well. We're going to be posting the more content that we finish up and we develop, we're going to be posting those updates on there. And you can also follow us on our social media. Studio Yezi will be posting all our character designs and how we created the show. We're definitely going to show the world the work that we've done.
And I mean, you've also done things like Black Women Animate Bootcamp, which happened like 2 years ago. What was the response to that like? And especially, as I said, it's a market that is untapped to a certain extent, but it looks like it's growing. And because, as you say, the stories these days, they're not necessarily for kids. You know, like I also find that if I go to an animation movie with my daughter as a parent, there will always be like those adult comments that you're like, okay, that's not for the child, but it's meant for me. You know what I mean? They would always drop that line, and I'm like, okay, for my daughter, that's an innocent line, but for me, they're definitely talking to me there. In terms of that, where again, we find ourselves just trying to learn more. Tell us about the bootcamp and what it achieved. And are we likely to, after lockdown and corona, are we likely going to see more of those?
Okay, so Black Women Animates was actually a really, really wonderful workshop that I attended in 2018. It was created by Taylor K. Shaw, a brilliant woman, by the way. She also has a dream of Black representation and putting Black people into the workspaces in animation, and she's really passionate about that. So that workshop, let me tell you, it was so powerful because it was the first of its kind. And I remember when we attended there, all of us who were there, we were like, how? Auntie, there are so many black people that want to do the same thing. Mm. Like, it was such a shock for us.
Babara Dandi Popeye.
Hey! And not even, people were even educating themselves, taking out student loans, like breaking their backs to afford education. So, like, it was like black animators, producers, writers, actors even. Like, it was such a, like, to this day, I can't even wrap my mind around the magic that Taylor created that day. And they had, like, workshops so we could choose with do you want to do storyboarding, do you want to do camera work, do you want to learn about character design? Like, there were different classes, master classes that you could take, and you chose the one that you were most passionate about. And Taylor brought in some great industry professionals, black industry professionals, to come teach us and give us like tips and tricks, and so it was super inspiring. I remember leaving that workshop thinking, yeah, no, it's time, hey? Like, it's time to put my all into the story, to work hard and to develop. So that's pretty much what Black Woman Animates was. But to your other point about what I love about the medium is that I even noticed in myself when I watch movies that I watched when I was younger, I'm like, I missed this.
Exactly. When you look at it back, it's like, Kanti, that's what they were trying to say.
It was here the whole time. But it really speaks to the complexity and also how would I say it? Like the just the beauty of animation, because we can drop those subtle hints. And even when as a child, maybe you won't pick it up now, but it's in your subconscious mind. And that's something with us at Studio Yezi that we're really intending to do, because we want black people to feel loved, to feel welcome, to feel present, and to feel like they belong in this world. Like, there's nothing worse than erasing us in that space. And so when you go, and you see a Studio Yezi film, we want your child to also be like, oh my God, that's me. And like, he wants to wear the outfit of that character, or he gets excited as well. We don't want them to always have to imagine themselves as white in order to relate on screen. You know, we also deserve that type of representation.
Absolutely. As we conclude, so where do people go to find out more about Studio Yezi? And as you said, also just about your crowdfunding.
Okay, so please visit www.studioyezi.co.za. You can also follow us at Studio Yezi on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can follow my personal page at Heythandi, Heythandi. We have the crowdfunding link up there. We'll be posting updates as we go along, and we'll be doing other yummy reveals as the weeks go by.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Tandiwe, for talking to us this morning. Appreciate your time and best of luck. Looking forward to catching some of your work.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for that affirmation.
That's Tandiwe Mlauli, the first independent black woman to build an animation studio in South Africa. Check them out on studioyezi.co.za.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.